Okay, it's time to commit. 2024 is the year for prioritizing yourself. Begin your new smile journey with Byte, and you could start seeing results in just 2 to 3 weeks. Just order your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95 at Byte.com. Byte clear liners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces, plus they offer financing options, accept eligible insurance, and you could pay with your HSA, FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
Keep your money local. Bring it home to a Wintrust Community Bank, home of Cubs checking with free ATMs nationwide. Find out more at Wintrust.com/Cubs. Member FDIC.
Welcome into the Cubs Talk podcast presented by Wintrust. I'm Luke Stuckmeyer. The baseball winter meetings are here. Our Tony Andracki has the latest from the Mandalay Bay Resort and Casino in Las Vegas.
All right, we're here with Joe Madden. Joe, talk about putting the art back in the game. What's your thought process or your vision for that for 2019?
Well, you know, 2018, that was the focal point of my original meeting with the players. 2019, I don't want to necessarily do the same thing, but when it comes to art, that it's not an annual situation. It could be something that somebody's into for many years to come. So this is something we'll continue to promote. It's on MaddenArt.com, CorkBaseball.com. You can look it up right there. So art hopefully lives forever, where maybe my message in 2018, I got to do something in 2019.
For you, you talked a little bit about how you see your role or your managerial style changing a bit, but what do you see as the biggest challenge for you in 2019 as the manager?
The biggest challenge, we just got to get our offensive plan together, I think. Because overall, man, our guys work really well. We played our typical good defense. We pitched well last year also. I think if we could really ascend offensively, that could make all the difference in the world. Of course, getting Yu Darvish back, getting Chatwood straightened out, getting Brandon Morrow well again, all those really huge factors. But if we are actually able to hit like we think we're capable of, that's going to set us up entirely differently.
Talk about getting back to your roots. What about the roots of maybe bringing in magicians or shaking things up like that in the clubhouse?
That's all feel. That's all feel-based. We did a couple little trips last year, but I just work off of feel with that. And when I think that the guys need something like that, I try to do that. We actually tried to do it once last year. We just could not. There's this magician I really like. He's on Netflix. Can't remember his name right now, but this guy does things just like walking down the street. That's pretty incredible. Wanted to do it one time. We just couldn't get that to match up. But I really like to try to read the audience, read the clubhouse, and then react from there.
Talk about bringing in, you know, leadership and stuff. Obviously, we just talked about it with you. Theo and Jed have discussed it. But how difficult is it for a guy to come in off the street and be a leader and carry a lot of clout the way, you know, Ross did a few years ago?
You're absolutely right. When you walk into a new clubhouse, first of all, a guy that's even worth his salt realizes that, and he doesn't push too hard too quickly. You have to get in there and become absorbed with the group and really feel comfortable in a sense and have people understand that you're there for their benefit. Once you've established that kind of trust, then you can actually make some progress or do some good things among the group. But you're absolutely right on, man, and that's a great question or a great thought. So whoever we decide to do that with, that'd be part of my conversation with them. I want to believe that the guy would already know that in advance, but to really tread lightly in the beginning and grow into that role is very important.
And in terms of urgency and the edge and everything else, we've talked a lot about it, but how much about the making sure that emotion that you guys felt the last day of the season is still there next year and you guys don't forget it by the time you go to Arizona?
I promise you that will not be forgotten. That's one of those indelible moments. To have your season end so abruptly, where you have greater expectations than that, is always difficult. So those are the moments that actually a growth moment too. I mean, of course, it's a negative in a situation we did not go farther. Absolutely. However, we normally learn from our negative situations as opposed to our positive moments in life. So that's something that scarred us a little bit. We were carrying it with us right now, and I think eventually it may prove fruitful in the future.
And Matt Nagy and the Bears have obviously
Love
been a huge
Good
story.
Coach.
What have the conversations been like with him since he took over? I know you talked to him, you know, really early on, but even since then.
Oh yeah, early on we actually spoke. He came into the clubhouse. We talked on the phone, and now it's a texting situation. I don't want to bother him. Drop Vic a text also after some games, but really upbeat. The guy, I watch the game. You watch the game. You feel the energy, the fearless component. I think he writes on his card, BU. I noticed that whenever they show him, which I love. I love everything about what Coach is doing and how he's doing it. And it's kind of one of those things that could last a long time. And his players are responding. So go Bears. Coach, hello. I haven't had a chance to see a game this year, but I'm watching every week on TV, even when I was in Europe.
And what about the way they celebrate? I mean, their end zone celebrations, but just in the clubhouse after, that's kind of taking a page out of your guys' book.
Yeah,
right?
I don't even know if we talked about that or not, but there's nothing wrong with celebrating achievement, especially in the NFL. You play once a week. Obviously we play often, and we still celebrate. But if you play once a week, take advantage of it. And it seems like the players have gotten into it. I think it's awesome, and it's really exciting for the city.
Okay, thanks, Tony. We're going to take a quick break here on the Cubs Talk podcast presented by Wintrust. We'll be right back with the latest comments from Theo Epstein.
Cubs authentic fans, the My Teams app by NBC Sports is your home for Cubs highlights, articles, and more. For the best Cubs coverage anytime, anywhere, download the My Teams app today.
And we're back on the Cubs Talk podcast presented by Wintrust. We've heard from Tony Andracki out in Las Vegas. Now let's hear what Theo Epstein had to say Tuesday night in Las Vegas.
We had some good conversations with clubs. I thought it was a productive day, or as productive as you can get without getting anything done. So we're probably closer to some realistic things than we had been, but nothing close. And I don't think you guys have to stay up late tonight or anything.
Would you say more trades than free agents?
A little bit of both. Yeah, we did a little bit of both again.
Yeah, we've been talking a lot about the leadership void. I know Javi was more vocal in the clubhouse and the dugout. Where does he kind of fit in the leadership equation?
Yeah, I think we have a lot of leadership. It has to come from a lot of different places. Javi's somebody that is as respected as anyone in that clubhouse, and is just starting to find his voice. Yeah, that's probably the next step for him, is speaking up a little bit more, but. By the way he plays the game, how much he cares about winning, how tough he is, he's got everyone's respect and attention. But I don't want you guys to take this, just because we're being transparent with you, take it as a shot at our players or anything. I think we have tremendous leaders in there who are all still growing, Anthony Rizzo, first and foremost, and he's someone who I know takes it personally that he wants to take his leadership, which is already outstanding, to another level. But we have a number of players who lead in their own way. What we've lacked is that, that one really respected, loud voice, really since Rossi left. And then John Jay started, once he got comfortable in the second half of 2017, he started to fill that role a little bit. But we lacked that. We made a sort of calculated bet last year that we honestly just didn't have room on the roster for that player. We really wanted to bring John Jay back last year, but we knew that Almora and Hap needed more at-bats to continue to develop, and that was a calculated risk, and we certainly, I think, felt that void as our players did and as our coaching staff did last year. So that's on us to consider course correcting there. But it's really that, certain leadership you just need from the right bench guy. He's not expecting a ton more playing time. He's not, he's content at where he is in his career, and he's just all completely invested in winning and invested in his teammates. And those little difficult conversations that you have to have sometimes, or bringing energy on a day when, the everyday guys are dragging. And that's an important role on a club, but please don't take it the wrong way as if we think there's some deficiency, with our position players. I just think they're, we have we have incredible guys and a lot of character there. They're just, and some leaders, they're just continuing to grow into it.
It's not the same thing, but when you talk about leadership and you're having Joe go on the field more, Joe's going to be more involved. Is that kind of an offshoot of that at all?
No, it's I think it's when you have the type of second half that we did offensively, and then, you know, we're, a lot of guys either didn't develop or went backwards, and then down the stretch we, you know, we didn't perform really well and we got caught. We feel like we left some wins out there, and there's some things that we all can do better, you know, me more than anyone, you know, and I think there's a process where you know you're either accountable or you're not, and then you look for ways to improve or you don't, and then you come out with an attitude to, you know, to get better at all costs or you don't, and I think Joe's in that bucket of people who are, you know, accountable. Look at what he's done, average 97 wins and manager of the year again and again, and help transform this franchise, but he's, you know, he's not content. He's looking to get better, and we have the type of relationship where we can have honest conversations. And I wouldn't be doing my job if I was aware of areas where he could raise his game, and or certain areas where the players needed more from him, and I didn't bring those to his attention, I wouldn't be doing my job. I wouldn't be doing my job for Cubs fans. The same way, you know, I have people who hold me accountable, and I do a personal inventory, you know, for myself on things I definitely need to do better. So the good news is that, you know, this is a situation where the players just want more of Joe. They like Joe. They love the impact that he has on them when he speaks to them and when he's, you know, doing real hands-on leadership. And you're in trouble when you have players who want less of the manager. That's when you're in trouble. We have players who want more of Joe, and they're going to get it. And I see that as a really good thing, and he does too. And he's handled it beautifully. And I think we're equally encouraged and enthusiastic about next year and his role and helping us get back to that, you know, or take the next step as a group.
A lot of guys we might have hired probably couldn't handle being a lame duck guy. With Joe, obviously you hired a strong-minded guy who says he's embracing it and looking forward to the challenge of being better.
Yeah, I don't see it that way at all. You know, those words I would never utter. I didn't feel like a lame duck when I went into my last year at all. I felt like an important part of the organization that was still trying to grow and take the next step, and I felt respected and knew that, you know, things would work out the way they're supposed to work out. And Joe, you know, I think now that he's sort of talked about it, I can talk about it. He's, you know, he's handled our feedback beautifully, and I think is taking. He wants to go out and have a great year because he wants this team to realize its full potential and win another World Series. Not because he's, you know, angling for a contract or anything. Obviously, you know, he wants to be here, and we'd love for that to work out. But at the appropriate time, our first order of business is finding a way to get better. You know, we've done some really nice things the last couple of years, but I think we all feel like not quite enough, and we want to keep getting better. That's all of us. But yeah, he is, you know, very self-assured, and you know, I don't think he feels ever like he's going to work in a vulnerable position, nor should he.
That's a wrap for this edition of the Cubs Talk podcast presented by Wintrust. I'm Luke Stuckmeyer. Tony Andracki is out there in Vegas. If anything breaks over the next couple of hours, check back here. We'll crank out a new podcast if needed. Meanwhile, stay tuned to NBCSportsChicago.com and the My Teams app for all the latest on your Chicago Cubs.